From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us for an opportunity to catch up with a great collaboration that was brought to my attention just in recent weeks. And it's simply called Lighthouse Voices. You can go to lighthousevoices.org to get more details and look at past events. But it's a collaboration with Focus on the Family and the Colson Center to bring just quality, I mean, international level speakers to you at no cost. And I just recently finished up an event that our listeners were able to join with Laura Perry Smaltz, author of Transgender to Transformed, and also, I believe, with the president of the Colson Center. But with that, let me bring into the conversation Gary Schneeberger. He's the assistant to the president for media relations at Focus on the Family. And Gary, thanks so much for taking the time to let us know more about Lighthouse Voices.
Well, thanks for having me on. It is a program that the ministry is very excited about. And I personally, I worked at Focus for 12 years from 2000 to 2012. I just recently came back. A lot of people do return to Focus. It's such a great place to work. And upon returning, this is one of the programs that really caught my eye and caught my fancy. I think it's something that really makes us unique among family ministries for sure.
Yeah, and one of the things, at least about this past event with Laura Perry Smaltz, now we're in Albuquerque, and the event was held at the Focus on the Family Welcome Center in Colorado Springs. So, you know, it's only a 5-hour drive. And from time to time, of course, the people from Albuquerque will make that trip. We made sure to know they were invited to be in person, or each of these events also have an opportunity to join digitally.
Correct. And we've switched things up just a little bit in the sense that the live streaming is not live streaming anymore, but they'll pop up on the website within a few days, a week or two after the event. So the reason behind that is to give the live experience, the first shot at the live experience, to the folks who come to the event. So, and we do have, you know, we are planning events around the country in different places. So, but they're always going to be available, not just the ones that are coming up. You and I were talking before we went live here. There are all the events we've had since we started this program are available at lighthousevoices.org as well. So you can, you know, you could stream them all. You can binge watch Lighthouse Voices if you wish at lighthousevoices.org.
Now, we haven't gone much into the genesis of Lighthouse Voices. If you kind of back up and let us know whose brainchild this was and how it's come together, I almost anticipate hearing the hand of providence in this.
It was a program that there are issues in the culture, and Focus on the Family, one of our principles, one of the focuses of what we do, no pun intended, is to engage the culture, to help people who engage with us to engage the culture. And this is a program that came up in conversations with the Colson Center, where we created this. And the idea really is, it's called Lighthouse Voices because we want to be a beacon of hope and direction when the stormy seas of culture, and we know they're out there, don't we? There are stormy seas of culture. When those stormy seas of culture threaten to capsize the family, that's what lighthouses do. They give you a point where you know you can go to for safety. That's what we're trying to create. What we believe we have created with Lighthouse Voices in partnership with the Colson Center is a beacon of hope and direction, because there's a lot of stuff flying by in the culture that doesn't feel like it offers much hope or direction. So we're trying to steady the ships, if you will, for folks as they engage the culture.
Well, and let's take a look back a little bit at what some of those waves in our culture are and what Lighthouse Voices have really already touched on. Are there any highlights that kind of stand out to you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, our speakers have shared the latest faith-based insights on subjects like racial tensions, right? Gender identity, the societal impact of abortion, the mental illness epidemic and how to address it, and how to help children build biblical character. The one that we just had last night in Colorado Springs, Laura Perry Smaltz, fascinating speaker, who's written a book called Transgender to Transformed. And, you know, she is someone who didn't just consider herself transgender. She went through the medical procedures and the hormone therapy and those kinds of things, only to realize at a point in the midst of that, that that isn't what she wanted to do. That in fact, she was indeed a woman. She identified, to use the culture's language, as a woman, even though she was moving away from that. That her testimony is powerful, and this is the kind of thing that we as Christians in the culture bump up against all the time. Whether it's the pronouns that you know, use these pronouns, not those pronouns. Someone like Laura coming in talking about, and here's an really important point about what she was saying last night, is that she didn't just talk about her testimony, which is powerful enough. She talked about ways in which we can, as Christians, engage with people who do not agree with us on this issue in ways that are winsome, in ways that are effective, but not antagonistic. That, I think, is the calling card of what we've built and will continue to build at Lighthouse Voices, is to give you not only ways to talk about this in the culture with folks who share the culture with us, who don't agree with us, but to do it in ways that absolutely reflect God's truth, stand for God's truth, but also reflect Christ's heart, being winsome, being just being Christian in the way that we engage people in conversations where we don't agree on this, the ins and outs of the subject.
Many, if not most, of these are hot button topics, the kind of that we were raised not to talk about at the dinner table,
right.
I look at it and I wonder, because I was actually not able to catch last night, is the Lighthouse Voices events, are they designed to equip the body of Christ to engage in culture and have conversations about this exclusively, or as topics come up that the body of Christ are seeing, is it something to invite someone to that may not share their values?
Yeah, the answer to that question is yes, on both counts. There's a multi-pronged value in what we're doing here, and we hear that from people who attend. I mean, one of the things, I pulled some of the from past experiences. I had the team pull together what those who attended said about it. And here's just one example of someone said, Lighthouse Voices seminars have been practical, biblically grounded, and pertinent to the time and culture we live in. Here's another one. Lighthouse Voices offers a biblical perspective on some of today's most challenging issues. These events boldly testify to the truth in a loving, respectful way. And that gets to your point. Yes, this is a place that you can bring someone who does not agree with where we as Christians stand on some of these hot button issues, but it is done in the straight from the mouths of not me, as someone who represents Focus on the Family, but someone who came and attended it in a loving and respectful way. That's what we're after. And that's one of the reasons I said earlier, I was so intrigued by this, so impressed by this effort when I came back to Focus on the Family, that I really wanted to see us elevate it and not treat it as here's a series of disconnected events, but there's an umbrella over this that is designed to have this be a standalone ministry that we do in partnership with the Colson Center, because there's a lot of things that Focus on the Family does. I'll use marriage retreats as an example. Family Life does those as well. We do them in our own way, but we're not completely unique. To my knowledge, there's not another family ministry that's doing a program like Lighthouse Voices. We are there to inform and equip believers in how to engage on these issues, to understand them, yes, but then to take that understanding and bring it forth into that culture that is confused, into that culture that does threaten in the way that it's going to capsize families and family values.
Well, I would agree in that when I came across it, it was, you know, it was, not only was I very impressed with the lineup of speakers, but I was like, how did this not happen before now?
Right.
But I haven't seen it out there, especially the availability that it is. And let me remind the listener, if you go to lighthousevoices.org, you'll get all the information you need about past events. And if you continue to look there and listen to KLYT, because we'll continue to let our listeners know about opportunities to sign up and register for these events. Just a lot of great information. The other thing I wanted to mention too is the quality. We've already mentioned about the speakers, but just the presentation and what's available online as far as resources on these various topics. And again, as we mentioned at the beginning of this, a collaboration between the Colson Center and Focus on the Family, both of which, listener, are nonprofit organizations. And, you know, typically you go to a nonprofit website and it's right at the very top of the page. There's a big donate page. But I did want to call attention to where that is on this site. Look to the right and you'll see a tab saying support the cause. And I would encourage our listeners to click on that. And although it's a free event, consider what you can give. Because although it's free to us, I mean, there's things behind the scenes that need to get done, and the work, you know, to be able to continue obviously requires support.
Yeah, and thank you for that. It is, and they are the production values are great. The videos that come out of these, again, available within a couple of weeks after each session. If you can't attend the sessions as they are held sort of around the country, they're there. They're free as well. And also we do take some of the best bits of each speech. So if you don't have the time on any given day to watch the whole thing, we will put the best bits of those and deploy those in our social media streams and those kinds of places so you can see that stuff. But, you know, we like to think of this truly. I mean, we've all heard of TED Talks, right? These are, you know, kind of TED Talks for Christian issues, for those things that maybe we don't talk about all the time in church, or we don't talk about them, at least from the perspective of the experts who are bringing to bear, not just what they know, but what they've lived. That's the part I think that really distinguishes what this is that, yes, there's head knowledge in what they're sharing, some of them, but there's also like last night's event with Pam, I'm sorry, Laura Perry Smaltz. That's her experience, right? I mean, right, we overcome by the word of our testimony, and that's what Laura Perry Smaltz is doing when she comes to an event like this. But it really is, it's TED Talk quality with Christian perspective and equipping. And that's, I think, again, what makes us unique with what we're doing here with the Colson Center.
Okay, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, more with Gary Schneeberger. He's the assistant to the president for Media Relations at Focus on the Family on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Well, thanks for joining us. We're in the midst of a conversation with Gary Schneeberger. He's the assistant to the president for Media Relations at Focus on the Family. Well, the question now, do we get a sneak peek at what might be coming, or do we just... continue to log on to lighthousevoices.org for what to expect next.
I'll cut you a deal in the middle. How about I or somebody else come on next month and talk all about what's coming up when that comes up? It's easier that to me is a better way to inform your listeners of what's going on, because we can we can dive a little deeper into it than we can here. So I'm not trying to be cagey. I'm just trying to make sure that I can put the best information forward. Yeah. Check the website. When those things are locked down, we will put those in there. But one of the reasons that they're not locked down on the website right now is, you know, as you've alluded to a couple of times in this conversation, these are highly in demand speakers. These are the treetops, the cream of the crop of folks who speak on these issues. So, you know, their schedules are pretty busy, and we're trying to find those in between places where they can get to where we have some centers where they can talk about that stuff. So else would be. Yeah, no, please. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Well, I was going to say anybody else can come on and talk about the next one in April, if you'll have us back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely an open invite. And let me tease our listeners with this if they haven't already been to the website. And just two of, you know, maybe a dozen or, you know, 10 or so that have already occurred. But Alyssa Childers, who was in Albuquerque just this last year, speaking from the stage at Calvary Church in Albuquerque, and Oz Guinness, yes. And so many more. I mean, we've said it. And one of the other things I want to touch on one more time, you've actually already touched on it a couple of times, but it comes up often on this show as we talk about dealing with culture and how does the body of Christ do that? And the way that Lighthouse Voices is done is in a truthful, loving, a Christ-honoring, being ambassadors for Him atmosphere. So it's really a safe place to go, but you're going to hear the truth.
Right. That is well said and well phrased. Yeah. I mean, it's a safe place to go, not in the way the culture has sort of hijacked that phrase of a safe space where you don't hear anything quote unquote controversial. You may hear things that some of your friends will find controversial, but it's God's truth. And we all know, right? God's truth is by definition controversial to a world that has rejected it. So that's what you're going to hear, is people talking from the perspective of what the Bible says about this subject and that subject, backed up by experts' experience in what those issues are. So there's really no better place. There's no better type of person to be equipped by than someone who both knows it in their head and has lived it in their heart.
Well, if you've just tuned in, listen, we've been visiting with Gary Schneeberger, assistant to the president for media relations at Focus on the Family. And if you did miss our conversation, watch for it to be archived at abqconnect.online. And Gary, yes, the invite for April. Let's connect and come back on and talk about the next Lighthouse Voice.
For sure. Happy to do that. Happy to hopefully your listeners have gotten the flavor of what we're doing, and hopefully that little bit of a teaser will bring them back and get them excited about what's coming next. Because we've got we are in talks with people who will really bring the truth with a capital T.
All right. Well, Gary, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.